Welcome to another Foolish Thoughts episode. This is Joseph Barone, aka A Fool for Learning, your training and learning consultant. Our foolish thought for today is the buyout 5 years later, part two. At the end of March 2019, I left my organization after a buyout, and in May of 2020, I did a series of episodes on my buyout, or as my former employer liked to call it, a package on the things you need to do to prepare yourself for it. Now it's been 5 years since, and I want to review those thoughts to see if they still hold true. Some of the preparations, decisions were long-term and some were short-term, but let's take a look at two additional actions that I took in order to prepare for a potential buyout or leaving the organization. First, make certain that your LinkedIn profile is up to date. About a year before I left my organization, I attended a one-hour presentation on what you should do regarding your online profile. During it, I was given a one-minute evaluation by the instructor and immediately made the recommended changes and updates. So I was in pretty good shape when I left. If your LinkedIn profile is not up to date, do so immediately. Spend the time. Remember, it's one of the first places that a potential employer will go to learn about you. Second, additional revenue streams. One of the things you should do is have an additional revenue stream or some sort of cash reserve in case you are let go. This may be a part-time job, saved annual leave, a hobby that can be turned into a revenue stream, or maybe some investments that are immediately available to you if you need it. Heck, it could even be that you've been selling on eBay for a while and sell on a regular basis. For me, I was not allowed to hold another job while working for my last employer, and my hobby, being a Boy Scout leader, did not generate any revenue. In fact, it was more of a revenue drain. But don't get me wrong, I love scouting, have many great memories, and learned many skills. But let's get back to this additional revenue stream. One of the things I did many, many years before, when I worked for the city of New York, was that each pay period for almost 4 years, I purchased a U.S. savings bond. It was a way that I could save for my future. To be honest, I didn't even notice that the money was gone from my paycheck every other week. When I left my last employer in 2019, that buyout was completed, I calculated that I had enough matured U.S. savings bonds to cover all of my living expenses for at least 6 months. That was a great long-term decision. Hopefully, I've given you something to think about in this episode. And if you learned something from this, please take a moment to like, comment, subscribe, or even share with a friend. To learn more about A Fool for Learning and how I can help you and your organization with an appropriate learning solution to meet your business needs, please visit my website at afoolforlearning.com. This is Joseph Barone, the CEO of A Fool for Learning, signing out. Remember, learn, perform, succeed.